Monday Good Day program, Monday, February 4th, 2013, as we think about how you are perceived, or how do you perceive yourself? Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Richie, do you think you're loved or unloved?
Oh, definitely loved.
Jennifer, you loved or unloved?
Loved.
Roberta, you loved or unloved?
Loved, absolutely.
Are you happy or unhappy, Richie?
You're very happy.
All right, Jennifer, are you happy or unhappy?
Happy.
Roberta, are you happy or unhappy? It is a choice.
I live in New York.
She's happy with attitude.
All right, let's keep going. Richie, you attractive or unattractive?
No, I'm attractive.
Jennifer, you attractive or unattractive?
Attractive.
By the way, there's a stipulation to all of these answers. Some days more than others.
Okay.
This is true. I'll go
Roberta,
with that. I agree.
You attractive or unattractive?
I'm a goddess.
Okay. Richie, are you powerful or weak?
I'm powerful.
Jennifer, are you powerful or weak?
Powerful.
And Roberta, you powerful or weak?
I live in New York.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes?
How come you're asking us? Because when we say we're powerful, you're like, sure.
Well, he's just like, move on to the next one.
I actually just wanted to get your...
I'm actually surprised I'm answering positively on a Monday to all of these questions. That's kind of hard.
I think that's why we would ask that on Monday.
On a cold Monday. Yeah. He came in from outside.
What you impress upon your mind is what you inevitably believe. It's a psychological law. Whatever you desire to accomplish, you must first impress upon your subconscious mind that you are loved. Or do you believe you're unloved? You're happy or you're not happy? You're attractive or you're unattractive? You have in your mind the ability, the subconscious mind. I've learned a lot about it this weekend, believe me. Talked a lot with a lot of my friends about the subconscious mind and what it does, how powerful it is, how relentless it can be, because the repetitive self-talk that you give yourself, if it's negative or positive, will change your self-image. If you think something, if you're a lot of the people who work with the mind call it self-sabotage. If you let that stuff that's going around in your mind, your subconscious mind, work and it continues to repeat itself using that stuff. I'm not happy. I'm not loved. Nobody loves me. I'm not pretty. I'm not handsome. I'm not strong. I'm weak. If you keep saying that stuff to yourself, that's how you will become. If you keep thinking something that isn't true, but yet in your mind it is because of, let's say, there's a past experience, there's a past expression, there's something that you experienced that you had no control over whatsoever. None. Something happened, in my case, the way my father lived his life impressed me in my earlier years, and it took me a while to shake that stuff. Oftentimes, how your parents are, for example, Richie's parents were really loving, and certainly they had, I'm sure every day wasn't a bed of roses for them, but I'm betting that you got, and your brothers got, from that circumstance, a really good picture about how to conduct yourself or what it is that you...
Yeah, we had about as normal an upbringing as anyone could have.
So as a result of that, you're normal. Roberta, your mother and father, you're an only child. Mm-hmm. They had a wonderful, loving, your father, really a loving person.
Yes, very much so.
And I don't know, I know you very, very well, but I can't see how the influence, well, maybe I can as I think it through, the influence of your father and mother has affected your relationship with your husband. Now I'm thinking it through, maybe.
Yeah, it has, absolutely.
I
think the biggest negative influence is that I did not have a, quote, normal childhood. Mm-hmm. I had a gypsy-like childhood, and which is very different from just about anybody else. So you go into...
Which explains the dumpster-diving queen of cheap.
Right, you know, which you go into a marriage with someone who had a more, you know, normal white bread type upbringing, and it's like it's bound to cause some sort of friction.
Mm-hmm. And so it has, but there are things that you believed about your husband that may or may not have been true, and he the same with you.
And well, I think you go in with idealistic views, you know, and you tend to think that the person is just like you when they're not.
No. Well, but sometimes there are circumstances. See, I believe in the power of attraction, the law of attraction, and it isn't that opposites attract. It is like attracts. Mm-hmm. If you really get into something and you stay with it, you're going to find more often than not you have something or a lot of things in common. They may be good. They may not be so good.
My wife and I are about as different as you could be on the surface.
On the surface.
On the surface.
On the surface, maybe, but I'm betting deep down, if you stay together.
As far as people go, we are very similar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Values.
Yeah, values. Yeah. Especially if you have kids, you have to have, I think, commonalities in values if you're going to have a family.
And I didn't say this with you, Jennifer, but your mother and father divorced.
No, there's nothing normal about my childhood, but what I will tell you and what I've come to
accept more
lately,
than...
You know what, though? There was nothing normal about the situation I was put in. I was put into a difficult situation, but there is nothing that I am more secure of today than I will ever tell you, and that is that both of my parents love me
but that
more
is,
than
but
anything.
That's not the point of this.
Yeah.
The point of this discussion isn't about your parents and your relationship with them today and whether they loved you or not. It's how they were with each other that determines how you are ultimately until you begin to do the work and decide that you're
going
to do the work. Because I can see it, sense it, feel it, taste it. I know how your relationships have been, and you got some work to do, and you know that you have, and you're working on it, and to your credit, you will ultimately be the better for it. The better person that you want to be, depending on whether you're conscious or not of this stuff. Many of you have trouble with your spouses, and you don't ever really get to the root of the problem because you're too stuck on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you sabotage the relationship by not understanding that sometimes it takes a little work. You can't just say, I don't understand, I don't get, I don't believe, blah, blah, blah. But then you don't go any further than that, because most of us don't have the tools on our own to figure this stuff out. You can do all the reading in the world that you want to. You can do any number of things that you think is going to pave the way, but most of the time you got to talk it out. You've got to bring that stuff, and you're talking out with somebody who is a who's a non-interested participant, right? Doesn't know anything about either of you, but really then gets down to the nitty-gritty of what you are thinking about and what maybe you can use to change how you think. Because I think if you believe you can, you can. And that's why I go back to Richie. He believes he can live a healthy, happy life with his wife, and he will. And the same thing can be said for Roberta. Ups and downs aside, if you believe you can work in that circumstance and your husband believes he can work in a circumstance, then you will. I think it's that. I mean, it may seem complicated, but I think it's pretty simple.
I think Jen and I have two unusual circumstances, is that we're both only children.
Yeah.
And I think being an only child, you're definitely a different animal than the rest of the world.
Right.
For sure.
Right. For sure. Absolutely.
In some really great ways, and then some really not so great ways.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to be said. So I just wanted people to think about that. What did you just yawn?
No, I was contemplating asking
you. Yeah, Roberta said.
Oh, no,
Roberta.
No, I just went like.
Oh, you did?
Because I was going to ask Roberta and Jennifer, do you feel like you were spoiled as an only child?
Oh, no.
As an only child.
No, you know,
not in the least.
People ask that all the time.
I'm sure.
There is so much more pressure on only children. So, yeah, maybe at Christmas I was the only kid that they were buying gifts for, but my parents were not wealthy, so I would never say that I was spoiled. I mean, I paid for my first car. Most people that I know were given a car. I paid for my first car. I was 12 years old.
I don't mean monetarily, but attention-wise, maybe.
Well, yeah,
well,
I mean,
my parents
worked
just like yours, Jen, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was in a single parent household for most of my upbringing, and my mom worked every day. I would come to my grandma's house every.
So you were an only child of divorced parents who had the guilt of being divorced.
All right, I'll bring it one step further.
Spoiled you even more, Jen.
Revealing about a lot of the things with regard to me. My mother and father were both only children. Mm-hmm. They had no idea, and my father was an orphan beside. So what my father saw his father do after his mother died was immediately run away, run off, and just ignore, just forget, disown my father. So his feeling about relationships with women was based on his father running away to do what he wanted to do instead of staying with my my father.
Instead
he
of
ran off and abandoned his son. And with that image in your mind, that makes that kind of stuff cuts a furrow in your mind like you wouldn't believe.
So does everybody else feel a little bit better about themselves hearing how screwed up the rest of this crew is?
Maybe.
There you go.
I am normal.
There you go.
You are. It makes
That's
me sick.
Thank you, Richard. 18 after the hour on good day.
That is.
Yeah.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 80,000 diverse safety products, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep. Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Now through November 30th, save off the Grainger catalog price with 25% off select DuPont protective clothing and 30% off Ansel products. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Ships.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that. I didn't have the old one.
Anyway, I'll get the old one for you. Here you go. But I wanted to do this. This is really is cool. Let me go get your original one.
Story of an Ohio State rep whose name is Bill Patman from Cleveland took to the steps of the State House last week to reintroduce the Superman specialty license plate bill. The legislation, after having been unanimously passed through the House, stalled in the Senate. It is the General Assembly there that wants to acknowledge that Superman is an important part of Cleveland's and America's history. Representative Patman said of his legislature he was making a license plate an option in time for Superman's 75th anniversary.
Why Cleveland? Do I
year.
Not remember that?
That's where the famous Jerry Siegel, who created Superman, came from Cleveland.
Okay.
Can't everybody, though? Can we all have this license plate?
Yeah, it's
awesome?
A pretty cool license plate.
Well, yeah, it is. If you look at it, we have pictures of it at DougSteffen.com. Check it out at DougSteffen.com. The premise is very interesting. The most famous superhero in the world was created in Ohio by Jerry Siegel.
All right, let's go around the room. Who's your favorite superhero, Doug?
My favorite superhero.
And you can't say the Lone Ranger because he's not a superhero.
No, no, Superman.
Right. Superman?
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer, who's your favorite superhero?
I'll probably toss up between Batman and Superman, although I always like to say Thor is my favorite superhero. Just because it feels good to say.
Here I come to save the day.
Underdog.
Mighty Mouse?
Mighty Mouse.
He's like an underdog. Yeah, I'd have to go with Batman.
All right, so Jennifer, let's ask that question on
favorite
our Facebook page. Yeah, exactly. And
I like
you
it.
Know, I don't know. Oftentimes with our poll, we'll make suggestions. I don't like doing that on Facebook or Twitter because I want people to come up with their own ideas.
The only cool thing about asking our poll question on Facebook is that people can actually chime in organically instead of just clicking, you know, A, B, C, or D.
Right.
Which is fun.
Really? Right,
I think some poll questions I want to say, well, it's A, but it's also C and a little bit of B. You know, at least when you can write it, you can write that.
Coming up,
you can get
moments,
something totally out of the blue.
We're going to create in your mind, now that we've, this is Mind Power Hour, we're going to create in your mind the sense of something delicious and also the sense on how you can start your own business. Coming right up here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Writer Chris Crowley is co-author of the New York Times bestseller, Younger Next Year. His newest book is a collaboration with nutritionist Jen Sacek called Thinner This Year.
Basically, Jennifer Sacek and I divide this thing up. She's young and smart, and I'm old and funny. I follow her regimen. I try to follow the exercise regimens of our two exercise experts. And it's a workout. It's very interesting. It's been great fun, but it's serious business. In the book, there's a lot of broad theoretical stuff, but we also get down to the nitty-gritty pretty fast. There's a long list of good food. I mean, a long list of good food, and tells you what's good about it, and how many calories it has, and the vitamin A, blah, 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 all this stuff. And at the back, after hearing a lot of theory about the new whole-body exercise, you get down to the actual, what we call the sacred 25 exercise, and there are little drawings of people in their undies picking up these weights and so on and so forth. We get into a lot of detail.
Writer Chris Crowley, co-author of Thinner This Year. His collaborator is nutritionist Jen Sacek.
So when someone reads Thinner This Year, I think they're going to be hit with a real balance between a sense of humor from my great co-author, Chris Crowley, talking about what it's like to be a day in the life of someone who has to deal with a nutrition scientist telling them what to do with nutrition and exercise, and then balanced with the nutrition scientist, myself, talking about why nutrition is important, what we have to do to change ourselves, and also why exercise is so important.
Jen Sacek, co-author of Thinner This Year, a diet and exercise program for living strong, fit, and sexy. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. when power goes out and gas lines are down. The portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
On the Doug Steffen Monday program with Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and a gentleman who is an entrepreneur who will inspire you in a matter of moments here. Meanwhile, I was at the movies. I normally, when I'm here in California, spend a day, a weekend going to the movies. If there are two or three good ones, I try to catch them all. It depends on what the weather is and what other work I have to do. While I sit and watch the previews, yesterday I was really struck by the movie that's coming out in a month or so about Jackie Robinson, who was the baseball great. It's really the at least the trailers ought to be believed. It would be a very provocative movie.
Who's playing him again?
A young actor whose name I don't remember, Jennifer. But there's somebody who is, at least from what I saw in the previews, someone who can carry it, if you'll pardon the pun, carry the ball. This is the anniversary of Jackie Robinson signing a contract with a couple of radio stations and TV stations in New York after he had been a successful baseball player for a number of years. He stayed in New York to be the director of community activities at WNBC Radio and Television. This date, 1952. But the reason that I bring it up, not necessarily because this is a great anniversary, but we get ready for the beginning of the baseball season, and I think he was in the majors for 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. I think he started during World War II. When there were questions about whether he could find enough white players. So he had distinguished himself in the Negro League, that's what they called it, and then became a, he was scouted and brought on, and the management and ownership of the team knew it was going to be controversial, but they stuck by him, and he handled himself. I think one of the great lines that I heard, certainly a Hollywood line, was he says, "Do you want me to have enough courage to fight?" And the owner of the team says, "I want you to have enough courage not to fight," which I think is really very, very telling. So, at any rate, an interesting story about very interesting reality in the history of our country. Most of you...
I had the opportunity to meet his daughter a few years ago.
Did you?
She's very nice. Very, very, very nice.
Most people don't believe, even in 1952, there were washrooms in many parts of our country set over the door, coloreds and white. One room for the coloreds. This is 1952.
Yeah, not that long ago.
53 In 1953, President Eisenhower signed a law requiring the men in the service to use the same latrine because all through the history of the military, men who were black had to go into one stall and the men who were white had to go into another stall.
Mm.
In 1953, that was made illegal.
It just makes me realize how much we take for granted in this country.
Ago.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not that long ago in the scheme of things. It's just like women having the right to vote. Not that long ago.
Right. 1929.
And now we're like, are we going to really go to the booth?
Women in credit cards or women in credit. When did that, like the 60s or
that
70s,
was,
right?
I don't think. I think it was further back than that, but maybe about the same time as waterboarding began.
Yeah.
24 before the hour.
That was weird.
Nice.
I don't know where that came from. It just seemed okay at the
moment. Sometimes you'd rather get waterboarded than have bad credit, I would imagine.
That's exactly. All right, so we'll meet this gentleman who's an inspiration just a moment here on Good Day.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 888. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least seven full days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 888. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 888.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with five pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at Office Max stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to Office Max now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, so there are several different things, and unfortunately, the best laid plans. Why do I always do this? I tell people somebody's going to show up, and then for whatever the reason, this person can't show up. So?
Well, in your defense, Dougie, I will say that, voicemail has changed the world. It used to be that when you called someone, you would just get them.
Actually, right. But somebody would actually answer the phone.
Yeah, but now you get a phone system that says, I will call you back later.
The dealing with people, this happened to me 4 or 5 times last week, so this is good for a moment or two of reflection and whether you do anything about it or you can do anything about it. Have you noticed more and more, even smaller companies, it used to be you couldn't get through to anybody at DirecTV, you couldn't find anybody at Verizon, you couldn't talk to anybody at the big power companies, NSTAR, National Grid, they always have a way of deflecting you when you call to do something. Let's see, who did I experience that with last week? It wasn't a bank, but it was someone that was trying to call Orbitz
over the weekend because one of my flights for New Orleans got changed, and they said, if this is okay with you, no reply is necessary.
Right. But
so I tried to call back and sat on hold for 20 minutes before I gave up.
Well, even then, so that's part of the problem that we're dealing with here. Everybody has these plastic, and I found it happening as an oil company that I do business with on the farm, and the guy's probably got 14 employees at the most. He's got half a dozen trucks, and I called into him. I couldn't find him. I couldn't get him.
Now, but at the same time, do you find it annoying when you call somebody? Like, Doug, if you call me and you get my voicemail, are you annoyed? Because there's no reason that I am unreachable. There's absolutely zero.
Unless you're doing something else.
Right. Unless I'm doing something else, which means I'm ignoring you.
Yeah.
So you know that I see your incoming call.
And you're ignoring me.
And I'm ignoring you.
Yeah. That's not fair, though, because I keep my phone. I mean, you may, because you have
I never get a hold of you on the first call, Jen.
I always have my phone in my purse, and my ringer's always off, which is why I never answer phone calls.
And when I text Jen, it's like a mixed mash. Okay, I might get an immediate response, or it might be 3 days.
Always. It's always in my purse. It's terrible. And so I just kind of go, you know, I get it when I can.
I brought that up because I went to a couple of different places yesterday. I'm wondering if this is going to become a problem online. I wanted to find out more about this Navy SEAL who had been shot.
Mm.
And it happened that it took place at the resort in Stephenville, Texas, so not far from Stephenville, where I was 2 weeks ago, where I did the program from. It frustrated me because I tried to get through to somebody there and I couldn't. Certainly it would be busy with all this stuff, but anyway.
Tried to get through to somebody where?
At the place.
At college?
No, it wasn't at the college. It was at the at this Rough Creek Lodge where I stayed.
Oh, where you stayed? You stayed there.
Friday night I stayed there and I did the program from there on Saturday morning. Before I left and flew back here with Charlotte on the plane, it's a couple hours south of Dallas, near Stephenville, and this guy. I mean, I remember watching them out there on the it's 11,000 acre place. And I remember going out watching them on the shooting range, and you know there are a dozen people out there on the shooting range at a time. So I'm seeing this guy getting blasted and his friend by somebody who was obviously out of control mentally. And not that I want to get into a discussion of this, but what echoed in my mind was all the people, including my friend Lars Larson, who said if somebody had been in the theater in Columbine or wherever it was in, not Columbine, but in Aurora, wasn't it Aurora, Colorado?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Where the shooting was.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had been in the theater with a gun that could have stopped this guy. That's nonsense. Especially when there are these 16 plexes. And then somebody at the school, somebody else said, well, if there had been guns at the school, they could have killed this kid before he killed as many as he did. I think that's a hard item to prove. But the reason I bring it up is because here's a gun range. People all over the place with guns. And they didn't stop this guy who killed Kyle.
I don't think that there was 30 people sitting around. And obviously, if you're all three standing
there. I know the shooting. Yes, they were. I know the range. I watched them as they used it. There were a lot of people sitting around with guns. It happened so fast, nobody could do anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're all standing there with guns, and all of a sudden, one guy decides to point them at two people.
Right. So what I'm saying is that the people who theorize that if everybody carries a gun, that you can automatically stop all these things, that's nonsense. And this circumstance seems to prove
it. The philosophy is that if you walk into a place, you're a coward if you walk into a place assuming that everybody's unarmed. And that you will be able to do whatever you want to because you are the only one with a gun. And that if this person thinks that 30 people in that theater might have a gun, that they would be the chicken that they are and not do it in the first place. That's the philosophy.
Does it work?
I don't know. It's never been proven.
I hope we don't have to get to the point where
I'm sure it has been proven,
that.
But the argument there is that you don't hear about the ones that are stopped. You only hear about the ones that go through.
If somebody shot this guy before.
So if somebody walks into a theater and brandishes a gun and then five people pull out a gun and say, oh, yeah, you don't hear about that.
But let's say you're in Theater 16 and the guy with the gun's in Theater 4. What do you do then? You think everybody in Theater 4 should have a gun? In other words, everybody should have a gun.
Just telling you what the argument is. The argument is that if in Theater 4, five people stood up with a gun and said, we see you, what are you going to do now? Or that if that person knew that when he walked into Theater 4 that five people would have a gun, he probably wouldn't walk into
Theater
4.
That may be true.
Because these people are chickens.
The people that walk into schools and the people that walk into public places with a gun,
they are absolute cowards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That may be true.
And they chose to control the situation. If they thought that there was someone there that might be able to stop them, then maybe it's different.
That's what they want to control the situation, and if they walk in knowing that they have control, it'd be a whole different ball game if they walked in not knowing whether they were going to be the ones in control or not.
Mm-hmm. Unless they were just committing suicide.
If they walk in knowing that they're going to get taken out before they want to accomplish whatever they want to make their
statement,
they will not do it.
Yeah. Interesting philosophy. All right. So, food for thought. That's what we're all about here. A little laugh here and there, a little food for thought here and there, a little music here and there, laughing, singing, and dancing. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Mmm.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Yum. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
All right, so now it's 10 before the hour. A lot of people, speaking of the gun issue, this is honestly not political. I just look at these pictures. You saw the picture of President Obama shooting the skeet.
The skeet, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like Elmer Fudd.
He looks very out of place.
He looks so silly trying to portray himself as a friend of sportsmen and hunters and stuff. And then the other people are angry at him because it looks like he's glorifying the use of guns. He just looks silly. under the circumstance. I don't know what, I imagine that George Bush does a lot of it. Both the Bushes probably did a lot of that. I would bet Bill Clinton would look silly in that circumstance. I get, here it is. Democrats look silly with guns. Republicans look like heroes. And you see that as a headline someplace?
It's just a comfort zone for each.
Yeah, right. But anyway, I think it was, he's all about the country today, talking about the gun control legislation. 51 after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Down to Earth by Peter Gabriel from the movie WALL-E, winner of the best song written for a motion picture at the Grammys during this week in 2009. I remember seeing that movie a little on a plane once, Chuck, and it just, I don't, it didn't,
it's a message movie.
Oh, yeah?
Much like Happy Feet.
Yeah. I didn't get the message. I must have gone to
humans
street.
Are fat and lazy, and they are slaves to their computers, and we will...
So far, so good.
There's a certain portion of the country, I think, that is.
And we will ignore Mother Earth until we kill the Earth.
Ah. I guess Rich doesn't like looking at the mirror, but that's a story for another.
Yeah, time. That's right,
all
right, Chuck.
There you go. All right, Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man.
You guys.
So there's a movie music. We started with movie moments and movie music. Chuck's going to give us the results at the box office. I saw...
I went to see two movies. What did you see?
I saw Bullet. I saw...
Had you seen?
No. What, say again?
What did you see? Bullet?
I saw
Bullet to the Head.
Bullet to the Head, and you saw Parker.
I saw Parker, and I saw Stand Up Guys.
The movie, but you don't want to use the title of the movie?
No, because I think that's part of the problem.
So how was the movie?
movie wasn't great. It was okay, but it was more. It was way too bloody. It didn't need to be. It was a decent story. Stallone is Stallone. My son is friends.
What do you think of the girl who played his daughter? You know, she's become a hot property on the, a lot of the television networks are going after her for different pilots. She's doing a guest talk on the NBC show Chicago Fire. I actually like her a lot.
Yeah.
She's very good.
Yeah, she came across well.
Yeah.
I think there were a lot of, I mean, it was stereotypical bad cop and the bad guys and all that stuff. It's just a backdrop. I think it was just shot in Baton Rouge, wasn't it? Not New Orleans?
Yeah, it was. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
4.
Okay, now what else do you see?
I saw Parker.
What do you think?
Again, too much violence. Interesting story. I liked the backdrop in Palm Beach. I would have given it maybe a 6. It took place in Ohio and down there. I thought it was interesting that who was in it. Michael Chiklis, who's become quite a good and reliable television property, was a bad guy. But he's a bad guy in that Las Vegas show, too, isn't he?
He's a sort of an anti-hero on that show.
But isn't he, like, plays some big parts in some big movies.
He played a very likable guy on an ABC show that was canceled. He played a superhero with a family. I thought he was very likable on that show. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
I went to see The Impossible, which is a true story about the tsunami that has hit Southeast Asia in 2004.
Yeah, how was that?
On an American family. I liked it a lot. It's not the prototypical Hollywood disaster film. It is a disaster film, but without the Hollywood fanfare. It's very gritty and realistic, but it had some two or three really powerful moments. Naomi Watts is nominated for Best Actress, and Ewan McGregor also stars. So I give it an 8 out of 10.
Really?
It was very good, yeah.
What else did you see?
And I went to see Warm Bodies. I took my my daughter and my wife to it. It's PG-13, so relax.
Yeah.
But, you know, zombies and human romance is not like zombies and vampire romance.
That thought was kind of silly and fun.
I thought it was mediocre. I give it a 5 out of 10.
I went to see Stand Up Guys.
Yeah.
With Christopher Walken, De Niro, not De Niro,
Pacino,
thank you.
Yeah.
And Alan, not
Alda.
Alda. Alan Arkin. It was also, you know, it was kind of dark. It wasn't bloody shoot 'em up. It was a very interesting story, a very low budget film. I don't know. Let's get the results of the box office and we'll see where that came in, Chuck. Go ahead.
All right. Warm Bodies, number one, $19.5 million. Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, took a 60% drop week to week, 9.2, $34 million in 2 weeks of release. Silver Linings Playbook, which is one of the best films of 2012, easily, 8.1, $80 million now in 12 weeks, really catching on, having strong legs. Mama, which is a horror film, $4 million, 6.7, $58 million in 3 weeks. Zero Dark Thirty, which I think is a very good movie, 5.3, $77 million in 7 weeks of release. And the only one of interest, Stallone's Bullet to the Head, 4.5, even worse than expected. That's a bad box office number. Stand Up Guys, number 17, Doug, just $1.5 million business. Where's the audience for Al Pacino? Holy cow.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, my son is friends with a lady who's producing a new movie that Sylvester Stallone is in, and they were on a plane ride down to the location, and Stallone says, "I'm glad I made my deal before that movie came out." All right, Chuck Curry here as the Movie Man on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.